Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 528 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, thanks so much, and here's today's question from Marco.
Pat, I'm a big fan of the website, just discovered it, and thanks for putting all this information together. My question is that I have about three or four niches that I keep going back and forth on. I want to pick one niche and really dive into that niche and make a authority website, but I don't know which one has the biggest pot of gold at the end of it. And I was wondering, what do you do to decide which niche to go after? You know, I do have Market Samurai. I can kind of use Google Keyword Tool. I was wondering what you look at to decide which niche is the best one to dive into and I can make the most money on. My biggest fear is that I spend months or even years working on something and at the end of it, I didn't really do that well and I just wasted a lot of time on it. I appreciate your advice. Thank you very much.
Hey, Marco, what's up? Thank you so much for the question today. I think this is really common. I know myself, I've bounced around between a lot of niches. Obviously, I've shared all those things. And a lot of people are going through the same thing. And, you know, me, I feel like I'm in a special position because I have to because of who's seeing me in all these experiments. You know, I'm the crash test dummy. So I got to take a bunch of different tests. And therefore, I'm in a bunch of different niches and stuff. But definitely, my number one piece of advice for people is to stick with one niche, or at least start out with one niche until you master it and you get it to a point at which you can then have it run on autopilot or hire a team to help out or even sell it. So it's definitely smart of you to ask this question because you do need to select one. You know, once your efforts are kind of focused on one thing, once you know what that one thing is, well, then it's off to the races. And of course, if you've validated your ideas beforehand, then you know that you're going in the right place. And that's what I would recommend you do, Marco, is you validate. And you can actually run through a lot of the exercises that I talk about in the book, Will It Fly, which is my book coming out February 1st. And you know, obviously, there's a reason why I put your question here a couple days before that comes out. But anyway, no, I'm not going to just say go buy my book because there's a lot of things that you can do to figure out, you know, what's at the end of this niche. And, you know, it's difficult. But one of the first things you should do is actually create what I like to call your market map. And this is you should do this for each of the niches that you're interested in. Actually, this is one of the exercises in the book, but I'm going to share it with you right now. And hopefully everybody else out there will get something out of this. So you want to create your market map. And what this is you discover the three P's of your audience. And when you do this, you're going to understand a lot about what's going on, what position you can take, and also where you might fit in, and even how much money you might be making at the end of this. So your market map, again, is your three P's of your market. So the first P is the places. So start a spreadsheet. You can use Google Docs or a Google spreadsheet, and start a spreadsheet and list out all the places where your target audience is. Your blogs, the forums, any community groups and things like that online, you know, Facebook groups, LinkedIn groups, wherever. Where are they hanging out? Even offline, like you want to list all these different places. And once you find one, it's going to be pretty easy to find a lot. For example, one of the best things you could do is actually search through Google. But then you could search top X sites or just top sites about blank. And you're going to actually find a lot of blog posts of people who have created compilation blog posts of all the top sites in those spaces, you know? So you don't have just Google telling you, but you have actual people telling you what sites to look at. And so list all those places down. That becomes a huge resource, not just in the research process, but, you know, if you're ever going to run ads or ever want to figure out where you can guest post on, I mean, you have that list right there ready for you. Then you want to also find your second P, which are the people. So who are the influencers? Go to Twitter, go to Facebook, LinkedIn. Who are the top profiles? Who already has trust with that particular audience? That's going to give you some good insight in terms of, you know, the success of those people and what that's like and what they do right and what maybe they don't do right and how you might be able to position yourself. And of course, this becomes great during research, but obviously a great tool that you can use to figure out who you could potentially partner with or who you could build a relationship with, who you might be able to speak with and take out to dinner at a conference and you know, potentially start something together there. Then the last P are the products. What products are being served to that audience already? And that's going to give you an opportunity to see what people are buying or what's being offered, what they like about those things, what they don't like about those things. One of the things that you could do is also go into Amazon for some of those products if your niche has products that are being sold to them via Amazon. Not all niches are there, but the cool thing about Amazon, if you're ever doing research on Amazon, look up products that people are buying. You can actually kind of gauge the you can't gauge exactly how many items are being sold, but based on the number of reviews, typically the number of reviews are a percentage of, you know, what people are or how many people are buying. So find ones with a lot of reviews and look at the 3-star reviews. The 3-star reviews are great because they tell you exactly what it's the truth. It's what people love about something and what people dislike about something. And, you know, the 3-star reviews typically aren't biased in one way or another. It's just the truth. So look at those, you know, the 5 and the 1s, you know, I wouldn't even pay attention to them. If you're doing research, look at the 3s. It's going to reveal a lot of information. So check this out. You have your 3 Ps. This becomes what I like to call your market map, because you can understand this market and all that's going on within it, who the players are, what the websites are, what products are being sold. And you actually get a better understanding of that particular market than the people who are actually in it. I've run this exercise on a number of different niches. It's actually quite eye-opening. A lot of my students who have done this exercise feel that this is one of the most useful exercises that you can do. And of course, it's in the book and it's exactly how I described it. So you could have it for free even if you don't pick up the book by listening to this episode. But I hope you do pick up the book. I'm not going to lie. Obviously, I want everybody to pick up the book. You can check it out at willitflybook.com. But let's go back to your thought here, Marco. How do you pick the niche? Well, what I would do is try to come up with a solution that you can create for any one of these niches and then validate them. See what the reaction is like. And through that, you're going to discover a number of things. You're going to discover how the market reacts to that particular product. And hopefully you'll be able to have conversations with people in those different niches and kind of gauge an understanding of who they are and what their problems are and how they feel about that potential solution, potentially even getting paid for those solutions up front, which is really cool. And that's going to help validate even more, because getting paid for something or having a pre-order for something is definitely true validation, as opposed to somebody just saying they would be interested in something. So that's one part of it. But the other part of it is you're going to probably find that if you do this kind of exercise or these exercises through these different niches, that one of them is probably going to be a lot more exciting to you than the others. It's just naturally going to happen because of all this involvement that you have. And picking one now without doing the research is a little risky, because you don't know. You might have an idea of which one excites you, and that's obviously a big part of it. You need that passion there to serve that particular community or that niche. But you won't really know until you actually truly discover them and talk to them and get to know them and feel them and, you know, learn about their emotions and what they're going through. And it's at that point I feel whatever that niche is, it might even not align with the one that you feel that would make you the most money immediately, but it might be the one that you know and feel in your gut that it's going to last a long time, and it's one that you know that you're going to be able to serve and continue to serve even through the tough times. You're going to love and enjoy it because you care about those people. So that's what I would do. You know, the income and the numbers and the keywords, you know, that's a part of it, but it's not all of it. And I think the most important thing you can do, Marco, is talk to people in those different niches. And if you have lists already, reach out to them. I mean, I make an effort every single month to reach out to people on Skype who are on my email list to talk to them once a week, actually. It's been huge. So I'd recommend you do the same thing, talk to people and get to understand them. And, you know, chances are you're going to really fall in love with one niche over the other. And through that, in combination with the validation processes and the market research, I think you'll find one that you like. So, Marco, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. I also want to thank everybody else out there who's asking questions. Thank you so much. All you have to do is head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. And also, as I mentioned throughout this episode, my book is coming out February 1st, almost here. Please just thank you so much for all the support for those of you who are on the launch team, those of you who have already pre-ordered, those of you who have just given me best wishes. I mean, I'm so excited, but also so nervous. Everything I do, I try to up my game and try to deliver the best I can. And, you know, I know I put a lot into this and I feel like it's my best writing ever after 7 years of blogging. So go ahead and check it out. Let me know what you think. WillItFlyBook.com. You can pre-order it until February 1st, at which point it launches. And hopefully you'll join me on the launch party. Then if you go to the blog, smartpassiveincome.com, you'll get more information about the launch party. I'll be doing a live stream and just celebrating that day. It's going to be an awesome day. Thank you again so much for all the support. Again, that's willitflybook.com. Also, really quick before I forget, I do want to let you know about something really cool that's happening over on Kickstarter. Actually, John Lee Dumas from Entrepreneur on Fire, if you haven't heard already, well, he's on fire once again with something he created called the Freedom Journal. If you go to thefreedomjournal.com, you'll see exactly how he's been able to raise over $300,000 for a campaign that you can get involved with. You can pledge, you can get your access, or get your hands on the Freedom Journal. I have my own copy, and it's going to help you accomplish your number one goal, something that is great to have at the start of the new year. So again, that's thefreedomjournal.com. Check it out. And here's a quote to finish off the day like I always do. And this quote is from somebody unknown. And that is, you can't fall if you don't climb. But there's no joy in living your whole life on the ground. Will it fly? Hope we do. Cheers. Thanks so much. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.